This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
And folks are starting the day still talking about a big double surprise yesterday. First, Google accidentally fires off its earnings announcement 3 hours ahead of schedule while markets are still open. Then those profits for a juggernaut that's known almost nothing but success fell well short of expectations. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial with me live as he is every Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So we have Google plus Microsoft as well with a big drop in sales. Tech earnings certainly off to a rollicking start, aren't they?
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's been a really rough quarter for these guys. And Google, I think, was just spectacular yesterday, the reaction. But a lot of these tech companies are having a difficult time.
And let's talk about what's going on with Google. I mean, they had trouble with their Motorola unit, but maybe more troubling to some folks, less ad revenue than expected.
Yeah, that's right. And look, as an economist, ad revenue is something we always follow. It's a good barometer to general economic activity. I think what happened here is that the economy slowed hard in the second quarter. It used to be that we'd see ad pages in newspapers down, but now it's all online. And Google, of course, is the biggest source of advertising revenue on the Internet. It shouldn't be that surprising. But what it indicates is that companies are fighting now to preserve their bottom line. And marketing is one of those things that once you've tightened as much as you can, you cut that budget.
Let's talk about somehow accidentally releasing those earnings 3 hours early. Not entirely clear how that happened. Why does that set off such pandemonium?
Well, it sets off pandemonium because this is a huge stock. There's an awful lot of money invested in it. They had a market cap of more than $250 billion. Chances are, if you have a 401k, you're represented there. And you want to be, if you own the stock, you want to be watching when the earnings come out. That's why they pre-announce when they're going to release them. When they jump the gun like that, there were people able to get trades off before the stock was halted. They had an advantage. And, of course, the stock was down more than 10% yesterday in reaction to the bad news.
All right. Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.